In 1066, William of Normandy seized the English throne. Very soon after the invasion, the Normans reached Offa's Dyke, yet they never attempted a wholesale invasion of Wales. Instead, they annexed the country piecemeal by allocating certain areas to the control of Norman lords. This was the Marches of Wales. Hugh Price.
It isn't a policy of ethnic cleansing where you throw out all the Welsh. They stay, but they're under new lords. And as time goes on, by the 12th century and the 13th century, you get the creation of distinct zones then within the Marcher lordships often. So you get Welshries, which tend to be on the poorer land, and Englishries, where the Normans and English are settled in these areas. So the March is a very big change in the history of Wales. This is colonisation and conquest on a scale that hasn't really been seen before, at least not since the Irish arrived in the 5th and 6th centuries. So it's a major turning point.
The new Marcher lords were obviously specifically chosen for their ruthlessness and toughness.
The Earl of Chester, Hugh of Avranches, and his cousin, I think, Robert of Rhythlan, who is his sort of commander and sidekick, had a very bad press from ecclesiastical writers, including, you know, Anglo-Norman ones. And, Hugh of Chester was renowned for devastating his own lands just by travelling around and demanding his food renders and hospitality. And Robert of Rhythlan was criticised for his pitiless attacks on the Welsh, for enslaving the Welsh, for killing them like cattle and so on.
Our limbs are cut off, we are lacerated, our necks condemned to death, and chains put on our arms. The honest man's hand is branded by burning metals. A woman now lacks her nose, a man his genitals.
They were tough. They really enjoyed fighting and warfare, and they had no qualms about treating the Welsh in the most merciless fashion. Not surprising, the Welsh had a similar view of the conquerors. You get a poem written in Latin by a member of a Welsh ecclesiastical family, Rhugyfarch, has this lament on the conquest of Dyfed in 1093, and he says that the foreigners were oppressing the Welsh and showed no respect for the nobles amongst the Welsh. They're all treated the same, so they're just common peasants.
O country deserted by God, O transient glory, what is now left for you? Why would you cease watering the fields with your tears? Why would you cease filling the stars with your lament?